And Coach, now that you had about a week or so to kind of reflect on how the season went overall, what are your thoughts on how the season went this season for the Vandals?
Yeah, obviously we had a good season. Kind of ended in a disappointing way and still kind of still stinging a little bit this week. I feel like we had an opportunity to win that football game last week, and mistakes kind of cost us the game, and that's always tough to take, when you feel like you get beat by somebody. And I feel like last year, Shelbyville just beat us. They were better than us. We made mistakes, but they were better, and didn't really feel like that on Saturday. So it was always tough to take, but to go 9-2 and get to the second round of the playoffs and be conference co-champions, there's a lot of people that wish they were in that position, and we're thankful for the opportunity that we've had, and we're thankful for the success that we got, and I don't know, it's hard when you're driven, and you see an opportunity, it's always tough to not be disappointed and when it ends. But and the hardest part too is just not being able to have another week of practice with the kids. But I'd say, a good season for us, and we'll look to build off of it going into next year.
Yeah, you talk about it there, and it's always extremely tough, like you said, whenever you're facing up a team that's evenly matched and a team that you know you can beat, but just kind of shoot yourselves in the foot. But overall, it's when you look back at the big picture and look at what you were able to accomplish, it's something to be proud of.
Yeah, we took the loss week one and then ran off 9 in a row, and that's hard to do, and to be that consistent, and it was one of those things there. We felt like we had overall a little bit of an experienced team, and we kept kind of waiting for a letdown, sometime during that 9-week run, and never really happened. We kind of, our trademark was the fast starts, and then we even got out to a fast start on Saturday. We got the first possession and drove down the field and scored, and they came right back and scored, and we went right back down and scored again, I thought the kickoff was big, big momentum change. We got 14-7. We scored on the first play of the second quarter to take the lead back, and then we give up the kickoff return for a touchdown, and we don't even make them drive the ball, and then they're right back in the game tied up, and then I think we got the ball kind of pinned down their own end and turned it over, and then they scored, and I thought that was a really big 3 or 4 minutes right there. It all happened real fast, and give them some credit for it, but, the kickoff coverage, the turnover, the put them on a short field, I think we gave them the ball at the 11-yard line, and, they're too good to give them the ball at the 11-yard line, and so that put us down, 22-14, and then we were able to come right back and score quick, and just kind of turnovers and some mistakes, it cost us the opportunity to win the game.
Todd and I were talking about this earlier this week, and you talk about your go-to was fast starts and getting out to quick leads and using your speed to your advantage, but what made Pana so unique and such a tough matchup for you guys is that they were really the only team you guys saw all year that had the speed to kind of counter that and take that away, didn't they?
Well, I thought they did a good job of not giving up real big plays. We had a couple what I would call explosive plays, and Connor had the big run on the touchdown, and then Q had a couple big runs, and we had the big pass play to Jacob. But I feel like they did a decent job of making us drive it, and not, we had a lot of 2, 3, 4, 5 play scoring drives. Where we would bust big plays, and with, like you said, with our speed and athletes, and they did a good job of making us drive the ball. And then when they did that, we made some mistakes, so that's kind of what we preached to our defense. And obviously I feel like their secondary was pretty good, and we had a couple mistakes, on the back end of our stuff. And, they're a good team. I think they're going to have a good shot to move on today. And that's always tough to think about too, but, we wish them luck, and a lot of respect for their coaches. And they've kind of been one of the teams that's maybe the only team that's kind of had our number just a little bit since I've taken over. And, they're a good program and a good football town and well coached, and you know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Higgins, and I think they're gonna, like I said, have a good chance to win today and move on to the semis.
Of course, too, that Pennant team was really the only team that beat you, and to be a team that is going to or has the chance to go to the Final Four, I'm sure it makes you know that you're right there, you're right on the doorstep of breaking through.
Well, I think we felt that way for a while, and I mean, I feel like we know that, you know, and you know, I guess as coaching staff, I think we have to sit down and look at, you know, what we can do to, you know, I felt like, you know, we had a couple critical penalties as well. You know, I felt like there was some bad no calls, and I mean, the one where Q was on his knees and got drilled, I mean, that's just unexcusable not to call that, but, you know, in terms of player safety, and, you know, it's just blatant, and I don't know how they missed it, but, you know, there's some mistakes that we made where we picked up some penalties, you know, and, you know, kind of put ourselves, you know, in a bad situation. There's one, I think we would have had them 4th and 7, and we ended up grabbing a face mask and, you know, giving up the first down, you know, and those are just killers because, you know, they're going to have to either go forward or punt, you know, and we give them an automatic first down and don't even make them earn it. So we'll have to look at things that we can teach, you know, in terms of penalty prevention and things we do. I think that was one of our issues throughout the middle part of the season, is we were very, very penalized at times, and we kind of got away with it, against Greenville and North Mac a little bit, and some of those games, Piasol, we had a lot of penalties, and then, you know, it kind of disappeared a little bit there in week 7, 8, 9, and, you know, some of that's crews. Some crews are more prone to calling penalties than others, but, you know, some of it's us too. You know, we can't blame the officials. We got to look in the mirror and say, you know, like, we did get a lot of penalties. You know, what do we need to do different, you know, in terms of teaching blocking or in terms of tackling, in terms of defensive situations where we picked up penalties. And, you know, so I think that's something we can evaluate and, you know, whether it's how we're blocking, how we're tackling. Obviously, there's always going to be some penalties that happen just by the speed of the game and playing hard. And I think that when you face a good team, like Painter, that kind of puts you in situations where you have a tendency to maybe make some more of those mistakes, or their speed shows up and they're there a little quicker and the block doesn't go quite as well, or things along those lines. So we need to look at that and figure out if there's something that we can do better in terms of preparing our kids to play.
You talk about having an inexperienced team, and with only 8 seniors coming back, you knew that you were going to have to rely heavy on them, but this was a senior group that really all 8 of them contributed some sort of fashion.
Yeah, they're a good group of kids. We talked about last week how it, you know, there wasn't a ton of them, and when they were freshmen, their class started out a lot bigger, and, you know, we kind of, as we went, you know, we ended up with 7 or 8 kids that decided they were going to meet the standard of the program and do things the right way. And like I said, it's a good group overall. And, you know, they had some experience coming back. I mean, you know, Jacob had played and Wade and Jay, I mean, had a lot of playing time, and Ian had gotten in there some. So it was like some of those guys were kind of getting their first chance, and Tidwell had played a lot, and obviously Jaden Rosetta was coming off an injury where he'd been out there a lot. So, you know, the guys we had did have experience, but then a few of those guys were getting kind of their first crack at being a starter. So it's always a tough thing to replace those guys. I mean, you know, what they brought to the table, and, you know, I mean, I feel like, you know, some of those guys have been around forever, and just the relationships you have with them. And, you know, I just think about all the summer times in the weight room, and, you know, and all the field workouts at 6 a.m. And I mean, those guys were committed to what we believe is going to get us over the hump. And, you know, it's unfortunate that they weren't the group that was there when it happened. But, you know, like I told them Saturday after the game, we're close and we're going to break through. And when we get there, you guys are going to had played a big part in this, and you know, hopefully it's next year we finally break through and get to where we want to be.
And it was such a senior group too that just was very unselfish. They all did their part. They all found some sort of way to contribute, and they all were able to have big moments in a lot of big games.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you talk about those kind of situations, you know, I mean, most of the summer, Caden Tidwell played linebacker, and then we decide towards the end of the season to move him back down to the D line, and you know, he really solidified things there for us. And obviously, we knew Jaden had played there, and we had expectations for Bryce based on the end of his sophomore year where he got in there and played. And then Tidwell was a guy that just kind of solidified things. And then eventually Wade Brandon came along and took the fourth spot, you know, and we just felt really good about our D-line. That was one of our best units, you know, and by Tidwell being willing to go down and play D-line, and that allowed us to get Dylan Hinton on the field. And, you know, lo and behold, Dylan ended up being our leading tackler on the season and had a tremendous, tremendous junior season. And, you know, so then that feeds into next year where he'll be back kind of anchored in the middle there. And, you know, obviously we'll have to find some new D-linemen. But, you know, with the D-line we had, I think that frees up our backers to make a lot of plays. And, you know, that's one of the things that they benefit from. And, yes, they do a good job, but, you know, the guys in front of them make a big difference too. And, you know, and then obviously, you know, like I said, lose Jacob and Jay from the linebacker core. And then also Ian was one of our corners, you know. So we'll see. You know, like I said, they were a good group of kids. They were fun to work with and you know, did a lot for us. And I felt like we're just sometimes you take them for granted after you do this for a while. You know, you expect this is what we do, and you expect everybody to fall in line. And then when you have a group that does that, it's just kind of like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to go. But at the same time, you know, when you reflect on it, you appreciate their leadership and their effort and their time, their commitment, and all the things that go into it, you know. And obviously that, hopefully they've learned some of that from us, but obviously most of that comes from home and good parents that teach them the right way to do things. And you know, like commitment's hard to beat. I think that's what it's going to take to get us to the next step. And we feel like we're really close.
It felt like, too, that they were a group that just led more by example than led by their words. And really, that a lot of times that's what you need is guys who will lead by example for the younger guys to look at that and say, hey, maybe we should be getting here at 5:45 instead of right at 6 for morning lifting and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did a pretty good job. You know, it was always you know, always kid each other. Some guys are always a little early. Some guys are always right on time, you know, and some guys you got to call and make sure they're out of bed. And it's one of those things where, you know, they're, I don't know, I guess the thing that I think about, you know, is just the consistency and the willingness to work and try to do what they're told to do. And, you know, I feel like they gelled well with the other grades too. You know, I feel like, the sophomores, we know, so we had several sophomores that were starters and others that were contributors. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where they just kind of all kind of meshed together. And, you know, kind of, it wasn't a thing where, you know, people were, stuck on what grade they're in. And so I felt like we had good team chemistry in that sense that, you know, they kind of all meshed together. And, you know, the sophomore class was our biggest group of players in practice. So there's quite a few of those guys out there playing an important role, whether it be in practice or in the game. And you know, the juniors and seniors right there alongside of them. And so I think that's a good thing when you have that kind of chemistry going and it shows up on the field, whether the kids care about each other or not. You know, I mean, I think the kids care about each other, and I think that the coaches care about the kids and the kids care about the coaches. So it kind of works well together.
You talk about having quite a bit of sophomores and juniors coming back, and with this group and the potential that they have, I'm sure you're really excited for what they have to show.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a lot of time to reflect on that. I would say we've kind of been in equipment collection mode and doing laundry and packing stuff up, you know, it's, you know, one of those deals where it takes a little while, depending on who you are. And, you know, I mean, Coach Hunter and I have talked several times this week and about the what ifs, and, you know, it's frustrating, you know. And eventually the thing that'll kind of probably move us on from it is coaching other sports. And, you know, with girls basketball being 2 weeks in and you know, wrestling started this week, and you just got to kind of keep moving on. And then come springtime, we'll have a little more time to sit down and reflect on, you know, what we have coming back and what holes we're trying to fill and how we're going to get there in terms of player development, and then kind of analyze our program and what we're doing well and what we're struggling at. Obviously, you know, offensively, we scored a ton of points and we're very, very explosive, but we're going to look at, you know, things where we struggled, you know, in the tough games, you know, where we could have done more. And then, you know, obviously defensively, we'll look at what we're good at and where we felt like we had some deficiencies, and try to work to address those things, and then look at our personnel and kind of plug those into the solutions and see how they best fit. I think sometimes you got to kind of tailor make what you do to your personnel, and, you know, you can't be rigid in your system. And there's some things we're always going to do because we believe in them, but there's also, you know, you got to kind of look at personnel and how the pieces fit together and try to find the best combination of pieces. And so, yeah, there'll be time for that. I think, you know, that'll kind of start for us in the springtime after we finish up our winter season. We'll get into our spring weight room phase and have some time to kind of sit down as a staff and reflect on everything and you know, figure out where we're going from here.
I'm sure it helps too, knowing that you got your two biggest playmakers back with Quentin Stomball and Connor DePue.
Sure. I mean, that's a great starting point when you have an all-state wide receiver and a kid that, you know, had a 40 touchdown season as a sophomore, you know, and he's only going to get better. You know, obviously he has a ton of potential for growth, and I think he did a fantastic job in a position that's extremely hard to play. I mean, we've talked about this before, and we've had a lot of really good quarterbacks since I've been doing this, and you know, it's a position that's very challenging in offense, and you know, obviously he's a playmaker, and, you know, and anytime that you're, you know, put out there at the varsity level, there's a tough learning curve, and, you know, there's always going to be some times where you're going to make some mistakes. And, you know, on Monday mornings, I'd watch film with Andrew and Q, and we'd kind of try to grow and learn. And I think that there's a huge potential for growth there. And then I think, you know, we lose like Wade and Ian and Jacob from our receiving core, but I think we've got, you know, Jordan emerged late in the year, and I think Jordan's got a lot of potential as a receiver, and obviously Kyler back, and then we got a bunch of young guys that I think can do a lot for us. You know, guys like Andrew Casey saw out there, and you know, a guy like Tanner Stone and Lucas Bowers, and several of those guys that probably leaving guys out, but we've got guys that can catch the football. And yeah, I think the big thing for those young guys is going to be to work on their bodies this offseason, get stronger, so they can become more physical as blockers, and put their kids that can run routes and catch a football, and obviously Q can get it to them. So that's going to be one of those things that's tough to defend. And, you know, we'll be looking to replace a running back, you know, and Jay Keck that started every game for the last 2 years, and that'll be a challenge to fill that void. And but I feel like we've got some kids to pick from, and that's a nice thing. I think we're going to have a lot of competition for spots, you know, and when you have competition, then that pushes people to be at their best. And, you know, when you don't have the depth to where there's no competition and guys don't have any pressure on them, then everybody's got their spot, so to speak. It just kind of leads to complacency. And I think when you have big numbers and good kids, it kind of creates that competition and creates your better practices, and then gives guys an edge going into games.
You also have a good chunk of your offensive line coming back, and I'm sure, too, that's going to be pretty good for you to know that you have three out of five guys back on a line that was extremely good and a unit that didn't get talked about enough this season.
Yeah, I felt like they came on throughout the year. I felt like, you know, week one we kind of got exposed a little bit. And I think, you know, Payton's defensive line, I mean, we talked about 16. I mean, he's a stud. He's out there playing with the club last weekend and making plays. And, you know, their other defensive end, 72, was a first-team all-conference kid last year, you know, and he's one of those kids that, you know, is just a big kid that gets after it. And the other kid was super athletic. But, yeah, I think we came on throughout the year. And obviously, lose Jaden. He's a great player. And Caden Tidwell stepped in there and played left tackle almost every game and did a nice job for us, too. And so we'll kind of build around what we got coming back. I mean, you know, Bryce and Dom played guard. You know, it was their first year starting on offense. And then, you know, Isaac Forbes kind of took the right tackle spot and played through a couple injuries this year, you know, had a finger issue and then had a lower body leg issue and kind of hampered him a little bit, but see a lot of growth potential in him. You know, he's only a second year football player and, you know, kind of the kid that we recruited out of the hallway, so to speak, that never played football. And, you know, and then 2 years later, he started varsity for us. And, you know, so super excited to see what he can grow into. I mean, a big kid with a good body and a chance to really turn into a nice player next year for us. And then going to have several guys vying for those openings, you know, and it's one of those things where we may have to shuffle some people around and get the best combination of people and then start gelling together as a group. I think that's a huge thing for the line, that you get five guys playing together every week, that you get that consistency and you kind of learn the nuances of the position and then your specific position within the offense, you know, whether, you know, our guards pull a lot, you know, and different things that go on, different positions, and, you know, who you're working together with on pass pro and double teams and just different things like that. So there's a lot of little nuances that people don't understand unless you know the game. And so getting a group together and then those guys gelling will be big. And we'll have several, you know, junior kids that haven't played a ton of varsity. They'll be trying to get those spots. And then there's going to be sophomore kids that are going to be trying to take those spots as well. So should be good competition at the line. And, you know, right now I feel like a lot of those kids are all close in terms of their ability and their physicality. And, you know, I think, like I said, it's going to be a big offseason for us in terms of weight room, and some of our young kids, you know, need to get in there and push it and grow their body and get stronger. And they're getting to the right age where their, you know, growth and development is going to be on their side in terms of Mother Nature. And you just got to get in there and put in hard work and be committed to it. So looking forward to that process and seeing the kids grow. But, yeah, definitely be competition next year.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning, and congrats once again on a good season.
Yeah, thanks, Isaac. Appreciate all you guys do and all the coverage, and really feel fortunate to have the opportunity to, you know, to be covered like we are. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach.